Hi, and welcome to my podcast, Pure Happy Healthy. I'm your host, Leandra Haupt, model, entrepreneur, coach, and hypnotherapist. And I'm here to bring you more mindfulness in all areas of your life. Each week, I'll have a different focus on my show. Mindful Me, Mindful Model, Mindful Mensch, and Mindful Master Sessions. Thank you so much for being here and showing up to become the best version of yourself possible. Hi, and welcome to another Mindful Me episode, which means it's a solo episode about a topic that is dear to my heart. And I just finished my hypnosis coach apprenticeship, and it was such an interesting and amazing time in terms of what I discovered for myself in my own personal development, but also in terms of what I learned and what I'm so looking forward to help people with in order to, just grow further and develop within their self and just lead a more happy and fulfilled life. And maybe you've already seen it in my Instagram story. I share what hypnosis is and what you can do with it. And also in my previous podcast episode, I'm already speaking a little bit about it and telling you guys how it works and the common misconceptions. So if you want to get a bit deeper into that topic, I would recommend you to go back and listen to that episode. Today, I really want to go a bit deeper into the topic of inner child healing, which I did for myself in the term of my apprenticeship with the coaching, but what I also offer for my clients. And it's such an incredible tool. I don't even find words for it, because for me, it was, so crazy how everything that we struggle with in our life goes back to such a long time into our childhood. Before I get started, for the people who have never gotten in touch with inner child, the inner child or inner child work, I want to explain shortly what it is and how we get to talk with our inner child. So every problem that you encounter in your life at the moment, whatever it might be, if it's coming up the problem in a fight with your partner, or if you have struggles with your parents or in the relationship of any other people, friends, or if you just also are you're uncontent with your life, or you feel stressed, or whatever it is, whatever problem you encounter, it usually goes back to three basic models, three basic common beliefs that we have, which are not being good enough, don't belonging, or not feeling seen and heard. So if you have an issue, let's say you have a fight with your partner, and maybe your partner forgot to, always forgets to bring your milk that you always like to have when he goes grocery shopping or she goes grocery shopping, then it makes you really upset, because you think, why can't he or she remember that I like this milk? He doesn't love me, she doesn't love me. Why is that? But in the end, if you ask yourself, where is that coming from? And always ask yourself further and further, why am I even so upset about this? It's just the milk, it's why am I upset about this? Then it always goes back to one of these three beliefs. In this case, it would probably be the belief of not feeling seen or heard, not feeling seen or heard in my needs, that I like this milk. That's why I assume that person doesn't love me, because he or she doesn't see me. So whatever it is in your life that is triggering you is always connected to one of these three core beliefs: not being good enough, not belonging, or not feeling seen. And these three beliefs come from our very early childhood, usually from one case mostly, that we experienced in life, where we had the feeling of not feeling good enough, not feeling like we belong, or not feeling seen. And sometimes we don't even remember the situation anymore. Sometimes it was before we were 3 years old when we can start to remember our past. Everything between our birth and 3 years is usually not in our memory. So sometimes it's even before that, but our subconscious stored this information of this core belief. And every time we have a situation now that reminds us of this situation, we get triggered because we remember this core belief and this situation, which has happened so far in the past. And looking from a perspective from the baby, it makes complete sense to react if we are in a situation like this, because we are really so dependent on the people who bring us up. If it's our parents or someone else, we need to be seen. We need to feel like we belong to someone. Otherwise, we would be alone somewhere. And we want to be good enough so our parents love us, so they take good care of us, so we don't die, because we're dependent on them for food, shelter, love, and everything else. So from the baby perspective, it makes so complete sense, and that's why it's biologically so ingrained in us. But when we grow older, usually these limiting beliefs, these belief sets do not serve us anymore, and they come up every time we experience a similar situation. So next time you have a fight maybe with someone, or next time you feel triggered by something, or next time you feel stressed or discontent, ask yourself, which of these three limiting belief or core sentences applies to this situation now? Why am I feeling like this? What is coming up here for me? And usually it's the hurt child in us that is causing this reaction to the situation. So what can we do to experience more happiness and more fulfillment in our life? We can go back to our childhood, to the place when and time when this event happened that originally started this belief that we had, or this assumption about ourselves of maybe not being good enough. And we can heal the child in us. We cannot change the situation, obviously. We cannot change everything that happened in our past, but we can change our perception about it. We can change how we think, how we respond to that situation in the present moment, but believing ourselves back to the past. So here the tool of hypnosis is really, really helpful, because when we're in trance, in the state that we do the hypnotherapy in, and we can travel back in time in our mind and go back to that moment and then heal from that moment on, so we won't react in the present moment and in any moment in the future anymore. So how exactly does this work? We get into trance. If you want to find more about this, please listen to the other podcast where I talk more about hypnosis. So I don't want to go into detail again here anymore. So yeah, me as a hypnotherapist or any other hypnotherapist puts the client into a state of trance and then puts the client back into the past, into the moment that they've experienced this situation that feels triggering now. So this can be any moment in your past where you had that same feeling, where you had the same kind of experience that you're experiencing now, which is triggering you. And I let you travel back to that point. And there we check if this was actually the first time or if this was just a following event of the first time that you were there. Usually it's a few steps back in the past where we kept on having this similar experience that shaped us. So then we travel more back and more back to the root experience that you had probably as a baby or as a very young child, which caused you to think about you in this way at this present moment, and that causes you to react still the certain way that is hindering you or triggering you or harming you in this present moment. When we're there at this root event, then we can start to do the inner child healing work, which is basically soothing and taking care as the adult now for the inner child inside of us. So soothing that child that has felt like not getting enough love, not being seen, not being heard, not being well taken care of, not belonging, etc. And giving that child, our child inside of us, the love and the care that it needs. So we really work there in the trance state in order to heal this wounded child. Once we've finished there, we take that feeling of the healed inner child back to the present moment. So the next time a situation comes up where you usually got triggered, you won't feel the trigger anymore. And you will be okay because you healed the root cause of this problem. And it is so, so incredibly powerful. Because if you think about it, like, why do you react to certain things now? They have nothing to do with your life anymore. But it is so deeply rooted in us, because also the events can repeat and therefore are so ingrained in our memory that sometimes it's so hard to let go of them. But if you think about it, you only got the present. The present is everything that we have, because the past is not physically here. The past is just in our memory. And also the future is just in our mind. So everything that is triggering, where you think, oh, that was from my past and that's why it's like this. But we are in the present moment. We are in the present. And therefore, you can heal the past in the present, because it's the past is in your mind. I hope that makes sense for you guys. It sounds very philosophical, but actually it's also very sciencey. So this inner child work is really so powerful. I've experienced it for myself, and I went back to a very early moment in my childhood where I didn't even remember anymore, but it came up in my trance state in the hypnosis session that I was a child and my parents were fighting and didn't see me. And I was laying there all by myself in the bed, and my parents had that horrible fight and didn't see me. And I felt so left alone. I didn't feel seen. I didn't feel heard. I felt lonely. And from this single event, so many following events occurred which really stuck with me until this present moment. So I'm really grateful I traveled back to that moment to heal this moment. And I can already, since this session, feel such a different. Everything feels lighter. Things don't trigger me anymore. And everything, yeah, just feels more light and more pure. So I can really, really recommend you to have a deeper look at that inner child. And sometimes, as in for my case, I didn't remember it in my conscious mind anymore. So I really had to go in my subconscious with the tool of hypnosis in order to discover this event again and to heal it. So if that's something you're interested in, into checking out hypnosis and healing, really healing from the root cause, then please get in touch with me. You find all the information on my homepage, and I will get back to you as soon as possible and speak individually with you about the topic that you're currently dealing on, and we can see, yeah, what we can do to get to that root cause and really heal you. Because it's such a powerful tool. I cannot say this often enough that, I just want to put it close to everyone's heart to have a listen there, because you're meant to have your best life. You're not meant to be stuck in the past and be sad about one event that happened in your childhood where you don't even remember maybe. You are meant to have it all. You're meant to have a happy life. It's your birthright to be happy and to be fulfilled. and to be confident and to love yourself. You're meant to feel like this. You're meant to be this wonderful person inside out. So what is still harming you from living that life? And it's connected to self-work. Self-work sounds really exhausting for some people because it contains the word work, but it's such a beautiful journey. You discover yourself on this path. You discover all aspects of yourself that make you yourself, and that makes you individual, and that makes you so special. And only you have your path. Only you know, or not know, maybe at this moment, what was there and what you are and who you are. So it's such a beautiful journey to discover more and more. And therefore, I would want to call it maybe self-journey instead of self-work, because really the journey is never ended, I think. It's never ending. You can always discover more and grow more. So yeah, if you're ready to take that step to be into your full power and to really step out there with your happiness and power, then don't hesitate. And if it's me helping you, or if it's someone else, if you just find the right tools to really look there and heal your inner child, because you will feel so much better. Yeah. So thank you so much for listening. I'm so, so happy that you show up on this podcast. I'm put so much heart in this. I love doing this, and I would love to get in touch with you. Let me know what other topics would be interesting for you. Write me on my Instagram or leave me a 5-star review, as I'm always saying, that would help and mean the world to me. And until then, I'm sending you so, so much love.